Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, someone amongst us is in a tough spot, and we have not discussed this yet. And on a Football Friday where we typically make our picks in the 9 o'clock hour, we have to start bringing this into focus for next week. So, John Ritchie, I don't know if you know, you're in a tough spot for our picks. Here's the deal. I'm just going to lay this out. Mm-hmm. Last week, based on Kansas City beating Buffalo, I passed John, now in the lead with our NFL picks for the year. I am a half a game in front of John, okay? One half a game. And I'm telling you right now, I'm picking the Eagles.
Okay.
I'm just telling you I'm picking the Eagles.
So I pick opposite that.
It's up to you. I'm just saying, are you going to pick opposite me to have a chance to win our picks?
Sure.
And pick against the Eagles and the whole city of Philadelphia?
It's a transaction.
I'm just.
I don't think. No.
I'm asking.
No.
Tough spot. Now, maybe he's not taking it serious enough, James. It's a tough one.
It wouldn't be that tough for me. Like, I would.
You would take the L in the picks?
I would let you win. Yeah,
yeah,
I would take
the L in the picks.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just take the L.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there have been other times leading up to a championship where I might pick against you and think it's not the right pick, but I'm trying to guess what you're picking and go the other way if I'm behind you. But. This is an Eagles Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I mean, you could have millions of people
and
not
what,
happy
but
with
what
you.
I'm doing has no impact on what they do whatsoever.
No, it has an impact on your reputation.
I am doing the only thing I can do.
I'm just saying, you got to win the moment.
You got to like celebrate if the Chiefs win. Oh, I won the picks. Woo-hoo!
So now yay! I'm not allowed to pick opposite you.
You can do anything you want to do. Well, I don't care.
I'm not looking at this as anything other than a transaction.
I mean,
am I supposed to look at it like I'm impacting the game?
Well, you would
game
have to
somehow?
Say that you think the Eagles will lose the Super Bowl on the radio.
Yeah,
like,
of
that's
course
horrible.
I don't think that.
But you have to say it.
But you would have to officially pick it.
No, I have to say I'm picking whatever I'm picking.
All right, here's the deal. Time's yours. We'll have some fun with it next week. But weigh in on the Time's Yours line, 215-238-4500. It is a quandary. It is a quandary. You want to win our picks. I mean, we do these picks for 5-6 months, whatever it is. You want to win our picks, but you don't want to say the Eagles aren't going to be the team. So if you were John, or what would be your recommendation to John for next week, 215-238-4500. It's a strange scenario. All right, let's listen to Baldy. He was on earlier this week. I believe it was with the afternoon guys, Spike, Ike, and Jack. Mini preview, not the deepest dive on the Super Bowl, but a little bit of a Super Bowl preview earlier this week from Baldy.
Been on this train from the beginning. They got to the postseason. You said they would go 4-0. They've gone 3-0. Do you like how they're playing going into the Super Bowl? You like what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I love what I'm seeing. Yeah. I mean, I thought that they would improve as they went through the postseason. I thought each game would present a different type of challenge. But, you know, when you're plus 10 in the turnover ratio in three games,
yeah,
I mean, you might not, that might not continue. You know, you can never count on that. But they're taking it away. I mean, they studied, you know, they studied a lot of film on how to punch the ball out. And so, you know, they're doing it right now regularly. And if I was Kansas City, you know, I'd be prepared for everybody that's, you know, knocking the ball loose. But not just the takeaways, but the way that they're playing in the trenches on both sides of the ball. You saw how Buffalo ran the ball against Kansas City. When they really wanted to run the ball against them, they could do it. And I think the Eagles can do the same thing. And I think they have the best player in the league in Saquon. And all they got to do is just give him a runway. And I think he'll do the rest. I think he's going to have a good game. I thought they would go 4-0. I haven't, you know, wavered at all on it. I think they go to New Orleans to take care of business.
Love that at the end, man. Right to the point at the end. Love it. You know, one thing Baldy brought up earlier, and I don't know if we've talked enough about it. I'm surprised that it's been as effective as it has. Because I remember 3 or 4 years ago when we first heard the Sirianni coaching group, you know, talk about let's punch the ball out. And, of course, it makes sense. I mean, we saw Peanut Tillman do it, and it can be very effective.
44 times once in a season.
Yeah, it creates turnovers and all that. But I did worry at the time, would they miss tackles because they're not focused on the tackle and they're focused on trying to punch the ball out? I don't feel like that has happened.
It seems like one guy wraps him up and the other's going
it
for
does,
the punch.
It does seem that way. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. That's the way it's coached.
Yeah. that's really good coaching, you know? So, you know, tip your hat to the coaches right there, because I remember, and James, you'll remember, we talked about this 3 or 4 years ago, like, there's a good, but there's a bad.
I do remember it, yep.
And it's like, no, I don't think the bad materialized. It's really, really well executed. And as you're pointing out, Rhea, well coached to begin with. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's everyone?
Doing great.
We're pumped up, Ed. We got a Super Bowl in 9 days, man.
Yeah, it's fortunately this time, well, speaking of the conflicts, the NFC Championship game in 2017, I was actually flying back from vacation. And I had, like, the worst internet access on the plane. So, like, I was buffering all the time. So I had to have, like, a neighbor break into my house to record the game. And, I mean, I knew what the outcome was.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Fortunately, not to worry about that this year.
Well,
but,
bad job by you being on the plane during the game. I mean, entirely your fault.
Yeah, it's kind of what happens when you schedule things a year in advance. You have no idea what. But anyway. So, I mean, my favorite part about this team and it's also kind of a worry, but it'll make sense in a second. In each phase, offense, defense, special teams, we have guys who kind of play on that margin. You got A.J. Brown on the offense. You got C.J. G.J. on defense. You got Sidney Brown on special teams.
Margin meaning what? You're saying you don't know how they'll react to a situation?
Very super aggressive, close to the whistle, to after the whistle, like, they bring that edge, that energy.
Yeah, Sidney Brown for sure. I mean, that guy, no question.
Yeah.
He's got some Al Harris in him. Like, you never know quite what's going to happen.
Yeah, there was a play, I don't know if it was punt or kick coverage, where he literally had to have a guy pull him off a guy.
I saw that.
He was still kicking and screaming like a little kid. It was kind of funny.
Yep.
But just hopefully they're able to harness that and not, you know, get any silly penalties on Sunday. That's really my only concern. Other than that, I think it's
Mahomes should be a concern. I mean, you know,
he's always a concern, but okay. It just underscores, you know, kind of how confident I am in all three phases of our team that, you know, so it's feeling
I like
pretty
it.
Good.
It's really going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see Mahomes, who is so, like, he always seems to find the weakness in a coverage. What if the coverage is tight and there aren't any weaknesses?
That's a great question,
what if this Vic Fangio defense and the coverages and the zones all fit together so well there's not a weakness?
I hear you.
I mean, I guess he just tucks it and, you know, eats it, and it's a
three-yard
gain or whatever it is, 4-yard gain. Yeah, he has to. But I would hope that that's what he's going to end up having to do, and then we'll get a chance to hit him a little bit, and it really does get interesting. I don't know how that's going to look.
Yeah, that could be dicey.
Yeah, normally there's a weakness that is attacked, and it doesn't feel to me like this Eagles defense has a weakness. I still don't think they're sound.
Yeah. And I know it's impossible to say, hey, they're going to just be they're not going to make mistakes, because that's the whole point of what Andy and his offensive staff are trying to do. They're going to with the pre-snap motions and giving new looks and you know, all that stuff. They're going to try to elicit mistakes.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, give me a great answer for what blows your mind.
Humans have been on this earth for about 200,000 years. Dinosaurs roamed the earth for about 165 million.
Yeah. That's wild.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a great answer. You know, here's two things that come to mind for me and what maybe KC with Reed will try to exploit. I mean, this was a concern for me coming into the year. It hasn't been a problem, but try to get Reed Blankenship in coverage, I guess. I mean, he's probably the weakest link back there.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That regard. And the other one is, if you're throwing to a wide receiver with a corner covering him, throw to Darius Slayside, who has not been as good as 2 years ago or as Quinyon currently is. And I'm not saying Slay's bad, but I'm telling you, Quinyon is better. And let's be real, when you see plays down the field, more often than not, it feels like a Slay play than a Quinyon play.
Well, I mean, is there a receiver recent memory who's, you know, gone off that we worry about? That's what I think about when I think of this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to say anyone on their offense you worry about at receiver.
It is the same point, right?
No one's really killed them.
Like, the Eagles have done well with guys like Puka Nacua, Terry McLaurin, Jamar Chase with the Bengals earlier in the season. So the Kansas City Chiefs don't have Jamar Chase.
It's the Zach Ertz thing, because remember, that's what you asked Jason Kelce yesterday, you know, like, how do you stop Travis Kelce? And he said, well, they can't cover him like they covered Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I don't worry that much. Look, I'll just say this. The Ertz thing didn't bother me because it was all underneath.
But that's what Casey does. But that's what Casey does. They dink and dunk down the field.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
They're not explosive.
My point is, Fangio may make and should make and will make a greater point of emphasis to stop Kelce than he did to stop Ertz.
Isn't he always open, though?
Well, he's amazing.
The Reed Blankenship thing from the past, that's from the past. I think once we got the proper players on this defense, once we got Cooper DeJean out there in the nickel spot, he's basically nickel linebacker. He's nickel third linebacker. You know, he's playing multiple roles. Once we got Reed Blankenship in the proper roles where he's not having to be leaned on as much for the coverage aspect, I don't feel like he's been as problematic.
No, he hasn't.
This season.
He has not
like
at all.
That feels like it's a thing of the past, like the last few seasons.
Yeah, well, last year in particular. Because he was one of those guys back there when they were getting just decimated.
Cooper DeJean is so
overly capable. Like, it's incredible how he can just do it all.
He's
everything you could ever hope for. Like, from that nickel spot, from that nickel linebacker spot, because right. he will cover anyone out of the backfield, anyone who's a tight end.
Yeah.
Anyone. He can cover your wide receivers.
Here's where I'm at on the defense. After Carter and Ball, in whatever order you want to put them, I think the next two best players on defense are Quinyon Mitchell, 3, Cooper DeJean, 4. And then, you know, maybe Slay,
Nolan
5.
Smith, actually, is probably in that top 5 the way he's playing.
I don't know if
dude,
I'm
he has
there
more yet. Sacks than any Eagle yeah. ever in the playoffs. He has 4.5 sacks, yeah. the most an Eagle's ever had, and he
he's
hasn't
on
played
a heater.
The Super Bowl yet.
It reminds me of the Derek Burgess heater in 04, where, like, late in the year, he just went tremendous, went crazy.
Hey, he's picked the right time.
He has. It's like Ryan Mastin in October of 08. Like, all right, we're on fire now. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet would like to wish the Birds the best of luck together. Let's drive for a lot of touchdowns in this game. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who is the Eagles' defensive MVP? Is it Zach Bond or Jalen Carter? Now, Brandon Graham obviously not going to be a defensive MVP this year, but he could be the MVP of the Super Bowl. If he gets in there, if he plays and gets a couple sacks, maybe a fumble type recovery thing that he did. All right, let's listen to BG. He practiced yesterday. He talked after the practice about how he's feeling. Sounds pretty good.
How did it feel to be back out there?
Felt good, man. We just taking it one day at a time. You know, man, I'm all smiles right now, man. Just enjoying, you know, just the whole ride. Just been rehabbing, getting to this moment, trying to keep everything in, just trying to make sure that I just, you know, do whatever I can for the team. And, you know, we just been pushing, trying to get back, and everything went good so far.
What are some of the benchmarks from here on out? Is it just how you feel after practicing a few days? Just what are the things that would, I guess, keep you from playing in the game?
Well, I think if I'm really striking and it's not feeling really good, I mean, today I struck a little bit, and I didn't feel anything, so I'm not really worried about it. But we is going to ramp it up a little more every day, and man, I'm just happy that I ain't out of shape. You know, that's the biggest thing, because it's been a little while. But it was cool to kind of get individual. And then tomorrow I'll probably get some team reps. And, you know, it was good. But we just taking it one day at a time. Just trying to go out there and help the team, because we're trying to go win this game.
You feel like you had a good place. You're optimistic about being in that game.
I do feel good.
As answers go, to me, that was about, reasonably speaking, about as well as it could have gone. I mean, other than declaring, I will definitely play in the game, to me, that's about the best series of answers you could get.
He was out there striking, as he said, yeah. and he said he didn't feel anything, yeah. meaning he didn't feel anything negative. Like, there wasn't pain. There wasn't a setback. That's all you can ask for. Now, the question is, the day after and the day after the day after, how do you feel? And I would guess that, you know, I would expect a little soreness. I think he expects a little soreness.
Yeah, he's been through. He's a pro.
But
he knows,
he's
yeah.
feeling pretty
Let me ask you guys
pleased
a question.
Right now.
Do you think they will deactivate the $50 million Bryce Hoff? Like, if he's sure. not a special teams contributor
yeah.
and goes back to being the fifth defensive end, do you think they're just like, we'd rather? Because I don't know who the 53rd guy on the Eagles roster is. Like, I don't remember.
They've got some offensive linemen who haven't been activated all year.
You always have, like, that guy, and you always have, like, a special teams guy you barely heard of.
Like Trevor Keegan and some guys like that.
Like, James,
Nick Gates,
gut feeling. Bryce Hoff deactivated or not? If Brandon Graham plays.
I don't think he'll be deactivated, gut feeling.
Yeah, I think they wouldn't just for insurance. Like,
that's
just
why,
in case.
Devin, I agree with you. My answer is just in case something happens, BG can't go, or someone else gets hurt, and you need someone to play a lot of snaps. I don't know if BG has the stamina to step in and play 30 or 40 snaps or whatever. I think you have to protect.
Mm-hmm. All right,
he says he does, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know. Let's go to Bryce in Wilmington. What's happening, Bryce?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, Bryce.
So, yeah, I just wanted to hop on and say, like, I don't, like, usually, like, the national media, I never really listened to what, like, they would say before, because I just didn't think it really mattered. But for some reason now, it's just bothering me so much how, I don't know if disrespect is the word, but I just feel like a lot of people aren't giving the Eagles the props that they deserve. And the one guy who I especially do not like is that Nick Wright guy.
Yeah, he's a little irritating.
He's extremely irritating.
He's a lot of irritating, yeah.
Well,
And he's a Chiefs fan, too.
I think he had that Eagles point at the beginning of the year saying they were going to finish third in the division, and he just does not want to admit he's wrong.
Press, let me just say this, and this goes for him but any number of other people, and I strongly encourage you to remember this for the rest of your life. There are people, many national people, who say things just to tweak you and millions of others. And it like, Bryce, if he didn't say something absurd, and I don't even know the specifics.
Basically, that network absurd, is built on that.
Then Bryce, you're not saying his name. And then, you know, 100,000 people listening to us right now don't hear the name Nick Wright. Like, it's for some people, it's a game. And it's sick, and I don't like it. But my point is, I get your frustration, but sometimes, man, just look at those fools and be like, it doesn't really matter.
I can't do it. I
know.
Gonna fall for it.
I respect
that. I'm going to fall for it every time.
I get it.
I love that he's honest. So.
No, I get
it. I'm going to fall for it. It does get irritating.
It's the Skip Bayless thing. Obviously, Skip Bayless doesn't believe everything he says. I mean, come on. Bryce, give me a great answer. What blows your mind?
So I was going to say the fact that there's 80% of the world's oceans that is undiscovered.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, man. How about, like, the concept of time? Like, I just read a fact today, and it said, I think the last public guillotine execution happened after Star Wars was released.
Yes, that is true.
That is true.
Bryce, good answer.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Public guillotine. Mm-hmm.
I saw that
the other day. It was like 78 or 79 it happened. Yeah, I think it happened in 78 or 79, the last one, something like that.
What country was this in?
I'm assuming France. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Why are you assuming France?
Well, just because the guillotine's from France. I could check.
Yeah,
I
mean,
they're so proud of it.
Oh, man.
It's just...
Can you imagine showing up for the public execution? Like,
no!
Let's get Marie Antoinette. So
how many people
let's
you think showed up?
Oh, I mean, if the king got... When Louis XVI got beheaded, I would think the whole town was out there. They hated
the
guy.
Well, they were kind of mad.
Yeah, they were kind of mad.
So it was in France, by the way.
Look, there you go, James.
September 10th, 1977. So it was the same year just after Star Wars.
What did the
That's
person
actually
do?
Crazy. My.
What if you hated the person?
Yeah, so how many people showed up?
Well, we don't know.
I don't know.
John, you're going too deep. You don't have those powers off the top of his head. Mm. All right, Devin, getting closer to the Super Bowl, which means getting closer to you on the sidelines of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you feel extra – do you think you will feel extra nerves in the prior five games you've done because it's the Super Bowl?
I mean – yes, but again, I don't know if nerves is the way to put it. Like, I'm not nervous for the – I weirdly feel
– No, I meant for you and
yeah,
your job.
No, yeah, no, I know, okay, I know. But okay. I weirdly feel, like, less and less nerves as these games go on for the Eagles. I feel pretty confident in them. For myself, I think it's more of, like, an excitement. So excitement mixed with nerves. But it's, like, I don't think I'll be able to fully comprehend the feeling until I'm standing there, you know, on the turf in the Superdome. Yeah. It's surreal to even think about.
I'll give you one thing just to be aware of, because Super Bowl, obviously, and John, you know this being on the sideline. Like, it's I have not been on a sideline, obviously. But it's different. Super Bowl stuff is different. And here's one unbelievable fact, Super Bowl history, that is true, but it's the kind of thing, Devin, that could trip you up, these kind of interferences. So we know 2 years ago, Eagles Super Bowl was affected by a ridiculous field. And some people say it got worse at halftime with the show that went on the field. Okay, that whole deal. Thurman Thomas missed the first two plays of a Super Bowl 1 year because his helmet had been moved. Because when the group went out there for, like, the national anthem or whatever pregame, they moved his helmet, and his helmet was gone.
It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
And he could not find his helmet when the Super Bowl started. And that's why when Kenneth Davis is in there, the announcers are like, why in, like, the hell is Thurman Thomas not in the game? My point to you is you can do all the preparing you want.
Yeah.
All of it. But, like... there's a lot of stuff that goes on out there.
There is, and that's the beauty of covering, you know, live game action and being able to be a sideline reporter.
John, how annoyed – okay, I'm asking this to Seltzer first, then Richie. James Seltzer, on a scale of 1 to a trillion, how mad would John be if someone moved his helmet and he couldn't go play because he didn't have the helmet?
There is no scale. Like, a trillion doesn't cover it forever.
All right,
you'd be
Richie,
forever mad.
If that happened to you, talk to me.
Oh my gosh! You don't touch anyone's stuff. You don't touch anyone's pads or you know that all that equipment. that is off limits.
Because there's so much stuff going on out there that's different.
Everyone has their own little things. Everyone's got their superstitions. Every one of those little pads that you're putting on your body, it's got some sort of pattern to the way it goes before it lands on you. don't mess with my stuff. Do not touch anything.
You imagine that. All right, let's get to Keith. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Good morning, Keith.
All hail Caesar Hammer.
Oh, thank you, Keith.
You got to stop.
It
sounds bad.
15 questions right. 5 for 5, 2 weeks in a row, and 4 out of 5 today.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
pretty
impressive.
It's not that great.
You got to pull me back. And
you don't have to do this, Keith.
I'll be the streak stopper like I was last year.
How would you knock it off?
Yeah, come on. Well, wait. I'll let you win, next week for the Super Bowl. But
look, I've had slump busters, but you're not one of them. You know what I'm saying?
But,
Joe, we don't.
Something else you guys haven't talked about who's not going to be in the Super Bowl is the Sod Father. We won't have him.
That guy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Began with a T.
How do we know he's not?
No, he retired.
He retired.
That was good.
But didn't he say that he warned them that it was bad and the NFL had their own person
Toomey,
out there?
Right? Toomey?
Something like that. But he was really unhappy about the field.
Well, he was unhappy about the criticism.
Oh, no, they watered it too much or something like that?
Something
yeah.
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was.
Yeah. But, like you said about the game, though, like Saquon's a big difference. You got the best player in football on your team this year instead of Miles Sanders. That alone's huge. And like you said, the defense is much better.
Well, I'll just tell you this, Keith. Obviously, I love Saquon. I'm not ready to say Mahomes is not the best player. I'm just not ready to say.
Yeah, Mahomes is the best player in the field, but Barkley's having the best season. He should be MVP. He's unstoppable right now. But like you said, you can't be naive to the fact that it is, Mahomes and Reed and Kelce and Chris Jones, but
And Spags. And Spags should be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's a travesty coordinators don't get in the Hall of Fame. It's like if we're going to put a punter in the Hall of Fame, put a coordinator who's got 4 Super Bowl rings.
Jim Johnson belongs, and Spags eventually will belong.
Well, Spags really belongs. He's got 4. Jim Johnson, and God bless him, I loved him. He didn't win a Super Bowl. Spags has 4 of them.
But Jim
4.
Johnson
and not just that 4, but played a major role in
major
all 4.
Role.
Yes.
Major role. Stopping Brady twice? You freaking kidding me? Keith, give me an answer. What blows your mind?
The fact that Joe DeCamer at 46 years old thinks a frog has 2 legs.
Good answer.
All right. Yeah, things happen. Let's talk to Rose Ellen. Rose Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Hi,
Super.
Rhea.
Hello.
I just want to say I feel very confident that the Eagles, we won, and we're going to the Super Bowl, and I think we're going to win it by 14 points.
Nice.
I think that we are a better team. A lot of the other callers I'm totally agreeing with. And I feel confident. I think that Googly Moogly Greed is going to fail, and we have to beat him. And I just don't like him. I can't get over all the games that he made us lose by his time management. And,
well, it was brutal. That part was brutal. But I'll tell you this, Roselle, I've seen enough of Andy and KC that I don't think it's an issue anymore. I mean, to his credit, it only took about 175 years for him to figure it out, but he actually figured it out.
Right, yes.
And his commercials and everything, I don't know.
They're funny. They're funny.
Yeah, I believe that we're going to win. I think our defense is going to be all over Mahomes. And then with Barkley and Brown, I really do feel confident.
Okay, I like it. Roselle, give me a great answer. What blows your mind?
What blows my mind is how can people from Philly be Dallas Cowboy fans?
Good answer.
Good one.
Good answer for sure.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.